Lead Left, Grow Right presents an interview with the author of The Leadership Quotient.
Tony Marald is recruiting people for a private peer advisory board for executives, and that's just his latest venture. After 25 years in the corporate world, 10 years in the military, he's determined to help people become leaders who earn respect because they give respect. The name of his book, The Leadership Quotient.
My book has 35-plus years of experience, both military and also in the corporate world, Bruce. And there are quotes throughout the book, and those are really Tonyisms, I call them, but they're quotes that I wrote to myself when I found myself either doing something really well as a leader, or where I tripped over my toes, or I saw someone else do really well, or stumble themselves. So by the time I left, I had assembled probably about 100 quotes, and so I took the best of those, and that's really how I fleshed out my book. And I make a big distinction between managers and leaders in the book. The leadership part is bringing other people along and making them shine. And to do that, that means you have to focus on people, right? And if you're not willing to do that, then in my book, I call it the aspirational great leader. Then you might be an average or a good leader, but you're not going to be great unless you look at the people access as well as getting stuff done. So I believe everyone's a leader, period, the end. I mean, every individual in a company is a leader. And if everyone is a leader, then they're going to do their best from an emotional standpoint, from an intellectual standpoint, and they're going to train other people around them. So that's a very different going in focus than traditional management, which is I'm the boss, you're the follower, so follow me.
Right.
The other quote that I think is very foundational is, in order to gain control or power, you have to give it up. And that's that vulnerability that you were talking about earlier. You have to say, you know what? I am going to trust those below me, and they are going to trust those below them to get the job done. And sometimes that means I may have to take a hit because Johnny or Susie made a mistake, right? But did they learn from it, which I call failing forward? That's how you develop a learning organization, because if everyone is not afraid that they're going to lose their job every 2 minutes, then the whole organization just gets more and more powerful, and then maybe we call it being a force multiplier.
So what does a force multiplier look like in today's organizations, whether they be nonprofit or corporate? First, you have to start with my supposition that everybody is a leader, and then you have to put that into practice. And if you put that into practice, and everyone is striving to be a great leader, then what that looks like, if you were to diagram it out, is you have leaders who lead leaders. That's very different than leaders who lead followers. In order to grow yourself and the leaders that you are privileged to lead, you've got to address the four quadrants of the leadership quotient, which is their IQ, their EQ or emotional quotient, their decision quotient, how quickly or slowly do they make decisions, and then the AQ, which is your action quotient. In the book, I go into those into much more detail, but I just wanted to give you a flavor of the four areas that you have to work on as a leader and maximize in order to be a great leader, the aspirational great leader.
All right, Tony. Well, thanks for trying to make corporate America a better place to work.